produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not when I know.
Not when I know.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Pope, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard before the start of the show is from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola, and I am just overjoyed to have a platform with which to not only share my genius, but the genius of others. So do please check her out. This is March, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things that we are known to do in the month of March is to complain about daylight savings time. But what I want to do with my time today is to challenge us to change the way that we look at this time of year and in this particular season. So I want to share with you something that I posted on my social media channels on yesterday, and it was the challenge of focusing on your forward. So at this time, we're used to hearing, you know, spring forward, as a reminder that daylight savings time is coming. But I want you to think about the things that you're actually going to be gaining in this season. The first of which is having more daylight. I don't know about you, but I used to be really bothered when, as a teacher, I would get up to go to work and it would be dark outside, and I would get to work and it would still be dark outside. Then not only that, when I got off work at 4 o'clock, it was getting dark when I got to the car, and would be completely dark when I got home. So I look forward to having more daylight because, yes, the light is going to be blaring very early in the morning, and I know that I'm going to get a headache for jumping up out of bed thinking that I have missed something. And when in all actuality, I'm the one who is early or off in getting up. Now, I know that having more daylight, honestly, can be frustrating, especially as a parent of kids who go to bed early. My kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. During this time of year, I find myself wondering about my parenting skills and questioning my role as a parent. Because I'm sending them to bed at 8 o'clock, and while we are preparing to get ready for bed, it's still daylight out. So I find myself fussing because my girls are still talking, they're still playing, they're not taking bedtime seriously. But then I say to myself, well, Tammy, how can they take bedtime seriously when it's still light outside? And it made me think about one of my childhood friends. She had this issue. She hated the summertime, and her mom would have to put blackout curtains up in her room in the summertime because it was always a fight for her to go to bed, because at 8 o'clock, it was still daylight outside, and she would cry because friends in her apartment complex would come by, knock on the door, ask if she could play. Her mom would say no. And they would say, well, Miss Sherry, it's still daylight out. And her mom would just be like, I can't win for losing. But that is when you start to adjust. You may have to give some more grace in a few areas when it comes to having more daylight. The second thing is better weather. Now, I know depending on where you live, the weather can be truly bipolar. However, around the springtime, it usually starts to act like it has a little bit of sense. So it's time to get back to being outside and enjoying the sunshine as safely as possible. I remember one day one of my pastor's daughters just sitting outside and with her eyes closed and she's smiling. And I asked her why she was sitting outside all alone. And she says, well, I've got to get my vitamin D. I'm getting a little bit extra from sitting outside in the sun. And she made me think because that is very true. So if you are working on getting more vitamin D, then it's time to get outside and enjoy the better weather that's coming. Enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the daylight, playing outside. I know several people right now are, you know, asking for walking partners and going to the park and things of that sort. So look at the better weather. The third thing I want to talk about is the changing of the colors. We all love when the colors change in the fall. However, nothing to me beats watching the world's natural color come back in. I love seeing the flowers bloom, the leaves coming back on the trees, and things of that sort. So we have to look at that as a sign of newness, as a sign of growth, and as a sign of better days to come. And speaking of newness and inspiration, this is a time when people go for a drive just to see what is new, what's happening, what's being developed. And there's just something about spring that screams newness and inspiration. Sometimes the things we see in our neighborhood as blight are starting to become something beautiful. We start to see people planting either gardens in their yard or community gardens, or we see people getting out, cutting grass, pruning hedges, and things of that sort in an effort to make people smile or just to make things look better. It's something about spring that lets people know that it's time to move forward. And the fifth thing that I want to share is that when you're focusing on your forward, realize that you're one step closer to achieving your goals. And a lot of us are so stuck with a wintertime mentality that we don't see the things that we have to look forward to. So I want to give you an example, an assignment first, and then an example. So your assignment is, I want you to take a picture of something that you're looking forward to, and then I want you to put that picture everywhere you can, because I want you to be reminded of your forward. So to give you an example, a childhood friend of mine hung pictures of an outfit that she wanted all over her home and all over her car. And every day that she thought about skipping her workouts or cheating on her diet, she ran into one of those pictures. She had the pictures on the refrigerator, the stove, her pantry, every cabinet, the deep freezer, all in an effort to help keep her on the straight and narrow. So when she would run into one of those pictures, she would just kind of sigh, laugh, put down whatever it was, and then get back to work. And after a couple of months, she realized that this particular dress was about to be out of stock due to the changing of the seasons. So she rushed out and bought the dress in the size that she desired to get into, and breathed a sigh of relief because she almost missed out on this dress. So after a couple of weeks of looking at that dress, because when she bought the dress, she hung it up on the wall in her exercise room. And each time she did her weight check, she would put that dress on to see how it fit. And that would help her to know how much more work she had to do. So after a few more weeks of consistency in her diet and in her exercise, she fit into that dress the way that she wanted to. So when people would ask her, man, you know, what did you do? What regimen did you use? She didn't talk about her meal plan. She didn't talk about her exercise regimen or anything like that. She talked about the dress and having the pictures of the dress around and then having the dress in front of her. So I want to ask you, what is your dress? What is that thing that you are working towards that you don't not only want to forget, but you don't need to forget? Take a picture of that thing and keep it in front of you. And every day that you think that it's all going wrong, look to that picture, look to that thing, and say to yourself, I must keep going. As the Bible says, I'm doing a great work and I cannot come down. So I want you to think about that this week. Focus on your forward. Focus on what is going to get you to the goal of your dress, that thing that you have in front of you. I'm going to stop there and I'm going to let you think. Now, you guys know me. I dare not end my time without thanking two very important people. Kayla Padgett, I love you. God bless you. God bless your team and your family as you continue to launch networks while still being in a state of biblical daughterhood, taking care of your mom. Blessings, peace, and prayers to you. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Can you believe that in just 2 months, it will be 5 years? Thank you, my friend, for pushing me to do more, better, and greater. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Virtual. I got tongue-tied on my own clothing. Let's try that again. The Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. And as always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and focus on your forward. I'll see you guys in April.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.